We're going to learn a little bit about the Zman Tekiyat Shofar, the time, the proper time, the earliest time in which a person can begin the mitzvah of hearing the sounds of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Chaver tells us that Zman Tekiyat Shofar b'yom v'lo b'layla. We know that shofar is only during the day and not at night, as the Pasuk says, yom teruah yelochem, that it's specifically during the day. Mechaber says, "Umitzvasa mishas hanetzachama be'elah," that we wait not at the earlier time of Omer Shachar, but rather netzachama, by sunrise and onward. That's the time in which a person should fulfill this mitzvah. However, v'im taka, if a person would have heard the sounds of the shofar, they blew it themselves. Mishallah Omer Shachar yotze. At the earlier time of Olam HaShachar, when the first pillar of light comes forth, before one actually sees any part of the sun itself, you can still fulfill your obligation. And the reason for this, as Mishnah Berurah says, is the min hadin mishalom HaShachar yimamahu l'chol hadvar. Once it reaches this earliest stage called Olam HaShachar, dawn, that is considered halachically min hadin day with regard to all matters. So any mitzvah which is done specifically during the day, technically speaking, can be done at this particular time. So if that's the case, then why is it necessary, as the Mechaber says, that a person should really wait until nates, until sunrise? He says, "Lefi she'ein hakol b'kiyin bo," not every one of us is an expert into the exact second, the proper time. And therefore, v'zimnin d'asi lakdume. And therefore, if you're going to only start blowing the shofar at the earliest time of Omer HaShachar, which you think is Omer HaShachar, you may end up blowing the shofar earlier than that. You won't be yotze, you won't have fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, hatzrichu chachamim, therefore the chachamim made this ruling, that l'chadchil l'hamtin ad hanetz, that we should wait, l'chadchil, preferably, until this later time. The Yom Baror Hula Kol. That's a time which it certainly is day. Now, what exactly is Netzachama? So, quoting the words of the Prima Gunim, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Vo be'inan ad shi'alo kol guf hashemesh al haaretz." It's not necessary that you need to see the entire guf, the entire body of the sun. You have to see the entire sun above you. Ela mishas tchilas hanetz gam kein mutu l'chadchil, which means a smaller, just a part or a sliver thereof, that is also considered to be nates, and therefore a person would be allowed to fulfill their obligation blowing the shofar l'chadchil. The question there is, if it's the case that a person can start blowing the shofar by nates, and we certainly know that when it comes to, for example, Shema, Shmon Esrei, by Shacharis, the best way is to daven v'sikin, to daven at this earlier time, based on the principle of zrizim makdimim l'mitzvos. So what are we doing on Rosh Hashanah, on which you would think we'd want to be on our best behavior? Why do we not blow shofar at this earlier time? And you want to say, well, so maybe it's that's too early already, it's 6 in the morning, so then maybe during Shacharis. But we don't do that. We wait all the way until Musaf. Now, one can maybe understand it's because that's the time when more people will be found in Shul, but hopefully they'd be there for Shacharis as well. And the Gemara gives a different reason. He says, "Yomav Gemara, the time of the reason why we wait a little bit into the davening, actually a lot into the davening before we blow shofar, is because of some unfortunate turn of events that occurred in our history, which unfortunately we're all too familiar with. There was a time in which the Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to perform specific mitzvot, including the Tekiyat Shofar. V'hayu arvin lahem kol sheishos shel zman tvil shachros. They had guards by the shul, but not to protect people because of terrorists or whatnot. It's because they wanted to make sure that we were not going to be mekayim that mitzvah while we're all gathered together in shul. And therefore they would stay and they'd have a morning shift. And as the hours went by, they realized there was no shofar anywhere to be seen. They went home. And therefore, when it came to Musaf, which was a time in which these guards had already have left the shul, that was a time that we would discreetly, quietly blow the shofar so that no one, none of those people would realize that which we're doing. Now, Kosas asked the question. Fortunately, we live in a generation where there's no one that's outlawed in this country the blowing of a shofar. So based, again, on this concept of Zrizin Matim L'Mitzvos, you would maybe think that we should, again, go back to the better time, which is right away. Why should we only wait until Musaf if, after all, we don't have this concern anymore? So Tosfos asks this question. It's also brought down the Or Zeruah. And he says as follows. The Afal Gav, Shabbatel Hashmad, Lo Abdinan K'nikar. Even though this time of these decrees no longer exist, we don't change the time that we blow shofar. And Afal Pi, the Zrizin Matim L'Mitzvos. Even though one would maybe think it's logical to blow shofar earlier, dechayshinan shema yachsar hadavar lide kilkulo, which is a pretty scary answer. He says, because although things are good today, don't assume that it's always going to be like that. We're fortunate to be living in such a generation, but as quick as one can snap their fingers, unfortunately, things may not last. And therefore, he says, that's the reason why we continue to blow shofar by Musaf specifically and not earlier. We'll just conclude with the last words of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Mitam Zem, based on this reasoning, Nirad appears, Nahagu Kol Yisrael Mimos HaKadmonim, from all the way back, that Gam Tekios Demiyushav, even not only the Tekios which are later on, in the time in which everyone is standing by Chazar Sashatz, or for those Minhagim during the Shemoneh Esrei, even the very first blast of the Shofar, Shalios Min Hazrizim Hamakdimin B'tkoa B'tchilas Hayom, that we should not follow those people who are zealous and quick in blowing the Shofar earlier in the day. Well, Samach B'tfilas Musaf Achar Kriyas HaTorah, that this is exactly the time we will wait until after the Torah is read, and then, and only then, will even the first blast of the Shofar be heard. V'afil Yochid HaTorah Kael Atzmo, even if you're all by yourself. And if you're by yourself, there's certainly no one that knows what you're doing. There's certainly no one, even if you live in the time of this of the Shema, that no one would realize that you're blowing the shofar because you're in secret, you're in hiding, you're in a place where no one's around. Gam ken yedaktik with ko achashel shos erech. You should still not blow the shofar during the first few hours of the day. Kedain order shetikiyasu tihei b'shashat sibor omdim b'tikiyah. Because, as we've discussed when it came to the Rosh Chodesh class, that it's important, specifically when it comes to the Yom Neroyim, that one should not exclude themselves from the tzibur. And when a person excludes themselves and becomes a yachid, Hashem will look down and specifically look at you and hopefully look at the good things that you've done and not the other things that you've done. However, the better approach is to attach yourself to the tzibur, and therefore when Hashem looks down, He's not looking at a person. He's rather looking at the tzibur, everyone collectively, and therefore a person will be more likely to be zayich b'din. And therefore, so too when it comes to tekiyah, even though you are by yourself, the best time to blow the shofar is the time in which the tzibur, where everyone else is blowing the shofar as well.